Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
I'ma throw this money like a free throw. Out your bag, put your hands on your knees, ho. Bust that ass. Hey, you wanna make that ass, yeah, for this cash, yeah. Can you make it clap, yeah, for a stack, yeah. I wanna see you twerk, yeah, put it, yeah, work, yeah, wow. Take off your shirt, yeah, go berserk, yeah, wow.
Yes.
We're taking our shirts off at the party.
I'ma throw this money like a free throw.
Love that song.
Bounce that ass.
You just keep on dancing like a freako.
That's so amazing.
RIP Speaker Knockers.
This is Speaker Knockers.
Yeah, this is a fun fun party song. Also, do not take your shirt off in the club.
Put your back, put your hands on your knees, oh.
Yeah, keep your shirt on in the club. Do not
keep your shoes on in,
yes,
the club.
Do not.
After the club, keep them on your feet. I don't care if your feet feel like they about to pop off.
Girl, because your feet are going to be black. Or sir person, whoever you is, with your, whatever kind of shoes you got on, whatever kind of feet you got, they should not be on the bear club floor, especially after a fucking party.
You just gotta know how, what's the time limit on your shoes.
You
holler me next week so you can figure out exactly what I mean when I say that.
Yeah, and you know, I'm all for bitches packing some flip-flops. Get a, you know, clutches are cute, but you need to get a sizable clutch.
I just gotta make it back to the car.
You know, that's the beauty of calling an Uber, baby, because I ain't even got to make it back to the car. I'm going to step outside this door and step
call
right
the Uber to the car so I don't have to walk to the
we
car.
We have Ubered to the car before. Good time.
Listen. Hey, y'all. What's up? We reminiscing about outside because although outside is open to some people,
I'm not going.
I'm not participating.
It's Girl That's Scary. It's Jazz, the 40-ounce connoisseur.
It's Cat Daddy, and all our favorite staples are... Oh, okay, update. Crystal Skate is getting an extension. They're trying to push through, so although our favorites are closing, one of the faves are pulling strong. We love,
okay, bitch, I'm love a good go turnaround. Skate.
Listen,
get
I got my
money.
New skates. I got my holographic skates. Holla at me.
I'm going to just get the skates they got because I don't got no skates.
Fair. It's okay to go ahead and rent skates if that's what
just, you know, life.
Lice all your body when you're done.
Yeah, mainly my feet.
Remember the beginning of the panorama? I was going back to watch some of the videos. And I know someone's laughing, looking at this like, it's not funny. Yes, it is funny to me because some people, sometimes we be over the top and I be cracking the fuck up. There was like this video where this person had sprayed their child down.
No.
We're fucking cleaning after school and they was like, we not catching the coral. And I was like, you know what?
Don't be spraying that fucking baby in the face.
Y'all are wilding, but I see the vision. Lady had pulled up. She had the full plastic bag suit because she had put the plastic bags all over her body. I'm like, baby, I see the vision, but you're wilding. Also, I got to find a new reason to smile every day.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody seen a leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah. Every time. Yeah.
Yeah.
You look at directly at the camera. Every time. Hey, y'all. We are talking about party killers.
All right. It's a party. It's a party.
It's a party. Bow, bow, bow.
I got a whole lot of money. Bitches counting for me.
Okay, hold on. All right, we about to have a damn party in here.
Exposed, I really am, although Waka Flocka's a terrible person.
Yes, fuck him. But we are going to have a really good time because, y'all, we in the fucking function, okay?
We out here trying to function. Another good song.
Hey, so there's going to be a lot of references to having a good time at parties and some random questions about parties and things we love and hate about them because I love a function, but God, I hate a function.
Okay, here we go.
But we're talking about killings that happen at parties. Maybe you having a party and the ghosts come beat your ass, or maybe you having a kickback and one of your friends at the kickback been had beef for 20 years, now they beating everybody ass.
Oh God, I hate when that happens.
It's always like that. y'all was playing kings and then somebody had a memory from third grade and now they about to stab all you bitches.
You done said too much when it came to the truth or damn part. Put your finger back up.
You playing way too much.
You done said too much, baby. Or what are the spades? And in the spades game that went too wrong. The
spades might just go violent because, bitch, you reneged and I gotta beat your ass.
I don't even play spades at the function, baby. You ain't gonna see me catch it.
I play spades.
No spades.
I do play spades, but I'm not getting cussed out because I don't do shit like renege. Like, it's easy not to do that. That's something, like, maybe a book, you might not have all the books, okay? Or you might have too many, you might use sandbags, depending on how niggas play. But I understand where the violence comes in.
I do, too.
When people do things like renege, because that was fully avoidable.
I do, too. Now you out here looking like a doodle-head dummy at the table.
Yeah, and they beating our ass, and now we get lost 10 fucking books, bitch. Now I gotta smack the shit out of you after this game.
See, that's why I don't play.
Now we got to take three.
See, you know, now you angry. Somebody didn't raise their voice because they didn't have too much of the brown.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Yeah, then, you know, niggas get a little out of control when they off that brown. They cross-faded. They upset. You know, I watched somebody play dominoes, and they got into a 20-minute disagreement because apparently the game was going, like, one way. Like, you know how the game goes around in one direction? But at a point, they had spun it around. But then they tried to go back. And they was like, y'all can't be what the hell is going on in here? Mm-hmm.
They're trying to jug.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're going to have a really good fucking time.
Some of these parties that we finna talk about don't sound as fun as the... You know what? A lot of these parties that I came across in all these functions, some of them I might have actually been at. Like, in Nightmare on Elm Street 2, you know, when they was kicking it in the backyard and they was hitting the function and Freddy just happened to pull up and beat everybody's ass via a human host. You know, nobody was expecting the Dream Demon to pull up and beat their ass over the hot dog machine. Nobody was expecting that. So I could see myself at that kind of function. But some of these functions, like Night of the Demon,
I'm not going. Or I would have been left, bitch. You got me fucked up.
What the hell?
Certain things are just cues to leave, but the movie is there because they didn't leave.
Child.
Some stuff you can't always stop, though. Most of them you could have. Or, you know, stop being an asshole to people in high school and then invite them to your fucking party. Thinking that everything Gucci. Shit ain't sweet. The North remembers, and they are the North. They're going to beat your ass.
This is true. But, you know, we also kind of got that in Ma, and I'm going to hold the side of my nose that is not having his ass beat by Ology right now. Because...
That I have it written down.
Ma'am, can we just dive in? Every time I think about Sue Ellen... Sue Anna Bay, Anna Bebe, not Anna Bay, because that's disrespectful.
No.
Every time I think about this young lady, I just get so upset because obviously she's gone through so many different traumas in her youth. And I see the vision, okay, infiltrate, not the route that she went, and pull pranks on their kids. I honestly feel like if you was going to put the revenge on the kids, you could also just take the revenge out on the parents. You could have just got all the niggas at the same time.
She got like a few of them, but I'm like, girl.
But not like that.
What I thought I was going to see with that movie, I thought, and this is spoiler alert. Burr, 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 burr. And that's spoiler for everything that we
mentioned. Everything.
Why am I so aggressive? Was trying to understand why you didn't just kill everybody. Like, I thought the movie I was getting into was a movie where they were going to beat the shit out of all them kids. She was going to be a villain, like a real villain.
I thought she was going to kill him after the party.
Yeah, and I thought
I thought the
parents were going to come looking for him, and she was going to have shit or have some shit set up for the parents, and then we get the unfolding of why she's doing this to your fucking bloodline, because you
love that,
because you deserve. You deserve some fuck shit had to happen to you. But the way she went, you know, she kind of bullied them in a way where, you know how you draw a dick on somebody's face or something?
But
instead of using a permanent marker, maybe you use, you know, paint that's not meant for the face, and now they got a dick scar on their face or something. This is pretty much the kind of pranks you put in, like, you burning niggas' abs with an iron. Okay, you got an iron mark, burn mark, but he's not going to die. He's going to be fine. Like,
and she died for that hashtag F66 times, man.
I go to war for it.
Oh, God.
She went to war for it. She burned down for that dick. And I done told y'all about Confederate dick. I done told y'all. It's not okay, because he is absolutely racist. They did that to her, not just because she was a girl. They playing a prank on, ooh, it was good. I believe that what they did to her was misogyny. Because
she was the only one black girl.
She was the only black girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it wasn't no regular fucking bullying.
It was on top of it. It was like, cha-cha.
They mixed up, bitch.
That was the start of it. To single her out. And then on top of the fact that she not only had a nerve to be the only black girl in the school.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't like a stereotypical, I guess at that time, like a popular black, with air quotes, because, you know, what the fuck does that even mean? But at the same time, we know what that looks like in a movie, y'all. Like, I know that's just, we're finding the words. We're being me. She didn't fit like a certain kind of mold. She wasn't like, you know, the super popular girl. She was, you know, kind of quiet. She was off to herself. She was very studious. Mm-hmm. And you already know people who kind of slide into that kind of persona, depending what kind of school you go to, because kids are dickheads. Mm-hmm. On top of that, you being the only black girl, they're coming for her.
They are.
And you die for him in the end. Oh, no, baby, no. No. Yes.
I don't know if I would particularly recommend Ma. But if you want to know what the fuck we're talking about, you can go check it out. I'm not particularly going to be like, yeah, because this is not what I signed up for.
No.
It's not what I signed up for, and it's not what the trailers told me.
I thought it was going to be like a Carrie-type ending. Like, you know, she burned everything down, and she somehow lives or something. Because, and then the whole side story, the random pop-in side story of her and the Munchausen syndrome with her child, and I'm just, come on, damn it, like... Why can't she just get revenge? And so, like, I know she, I don't want to say nothing be wrong with her, because obviously you're going to have some PTSD and other things on top of whatever you already had going on with yourself because of all the trauma you endured in school and then some. But, baby, why she had to go like that? I want to see more villains if we want to go the route of, okay, let's give a black woman, like, she's got, you know, she got awards and stuff. You know, I want to give Octavia Butler. Yes.
Mm.
Please, please correct me if I said her name. Is that the...
When we played it? Yeah.
Yes.
Octavia Spencer, yes.
Spencer Butler is the author.
Yes.
My apologies. You know, you have a really strong, like a strong actress. I feel like if you were going to give her a villainous role, she could have just did the revenge part and did without the, oh, I'm trying to, like, fulfill this unrequited love with a fucking racist. Like, I'm tired. You know, I would like to see more roles if you're gonna give, you know, black and brown people these more demonic roles. If you're gonna give us these roles, let us play it the fuck out. Like, let us actually turn the fuck up.
Yeah, don't be protecting the white children in the movie after you set them up to get murdered. Like, don't do that.
Period.
Like,
everybody gotta go.
Oh, you stealing earrings and shit. Bitch, fuck you. That's not what I... That was real lukewarm. Did not like it.
She had me stressed out here finagling with the kids after school. Man. Mm-hmm.
And it's inappropriate anyway. You just don't even leave it.
No.
Yeah. I saw, finally, Dance of the Dead from 2008.
Oh, okay.
I watched that today.
All right.
That was joyful.
Yes,
it was. That was so much fun.
Yes, it was.
And it's one of those low budget films, but it's not hard to watch. You know how some low budget films, like the acting, the characters were fun. Like they put their all in that.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Like, and I love that, because a lot of times, and there's quite a few movies I'm going to talk about where they give the people characters, you know, to do things or, you know, to be a certain way, but they're not, their acting is really bad and they're not believable. Like, if you're going to have a cheaper movie, you have to have some characters that are worth fucking following. Yeah. Like, the actors got to do some heavy lifting because you don't got no effects budget, okay? Now, the story might be pretty popping, but a lot of these stories are pretty much, you know, it's a lot of revenge and shit like
yeah.
that going on. But I just... Dance of the Dead wasn't a revenge story, though. It was these kids going to prom, they doing shit, they at school, they driving pizza trucks, whatever, doing stuff, and then, you know, there's regular drama like, yeah, I'm going to prom too, I'm not going to prom too. Well, I'm not even going to prom then. Are we getting ready to go? And the zombie apocalypse happens.
Yeah.
Before they even
Let's go.
Make it. And the zombies, there's definitely a lot of callbacks to Return of the Living Dead from 1985, where they literally are in the car, and, not the car, but... Well, no, Return of the Living Dead and Night of the Living Dead. Because the girl in the car, she pulled a brake release when she in the graveyard, you know, like what Barbara did because she ain't had the keys because her date is gone, girl.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the dude was like, you gotta shoot him in the head. And then it's like, they literally got in cars and were driving. I was like, the zombies jacked your car and drove. Bitch, you know how mad I would be if I'm trying to escape and the zombie hop in my car and drive the fuck off.
I'd be sick. Girl,
how you know how to drive? They were doing shit. They were taking pictures. They was...
That movie was very fun.
That movie was so much fun. I saw on Prime. I feel like that's not the only place it is. At a point, it was on Tubi.
How did I originally see this? It's been a while. I saw this movie a while ago. I think I might have randomly streamed it somewhere on the internet machine.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really tell you what, but you know me. There was a point in my time I had a lot more free time than I had now. And if it's in Living Dead
or Of the Dead,
Of the Dead, just dead, I know it's about to be zombies. And I'm tuned the fuck in because why? Zombie. That's pretty much it. If you have not seen that movie, Dance of the Dead, like Jen said, is fun.
It's fun. It is so...
If you just want to put some shit on in the background, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, it's... Like, you know, a lot of times, the writing is so terrible with a lot of these movies, and it's really good that the writing isn't terrible. Like, like I said, the characters are believable. Now, some of them are problematic, but it's 2008. You know, they did the best they could.
Yeah.
Definitely some roar kids.
not the roar!
Definitely aggressive bangs.
It's me.
But it's me.
It is.
But it was good. I would watch this movie. It's just what I say it was that, you know, and they make not stupid choices.
Yeah.
There's a lot of points in the movie where they make choices that in a lesser movie. Oh no, this is happening. We about to get bit versus bitch, we about to work together. Fuck that. And I'm like, this is the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I love this shit.
Shout out to Jill Scott. Fuck, I'm talking about. That's exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. It was a great time. Now this one, it's on Shudder, and I don't know if you have seen this yet. Bliss 2019.
Okay, so I was supposed to watch Bliss, and I'm still. I know you shaking your head at me. I was supposed to watch it, and then life happened, because you know my life always be happening. But it's on my list, and I know there's some vampires up in there, and they partying.
Pretty much. The good sis is an artist. She's doing art, but she's also doing drugs. And she's doing drugs at the function. You know, people do drugs, they go to parties. She's going to a party, and she's real fucked up, and she's thinking the drugs she took got her acting away. But no, sis, you had an encounter, and this is why you're behaving the way you are. Turns up as she goes from party to party. Like, she's one of, and I don't know how old this woman is, but you know how they wake up and get in the car and start going to people's house, they start doing drugs, just go from party to party. I'm like, damn. You know,
some people really be doing
that. They be just on a move. I'm like, you're not tired?
No, they're high.
Well, you're right.
I didn't mean to yell like that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm like, you're right. They are smoking dicks and
they are high.
They are turned up.
High than giraffe's pussy. They don't have time, okay? And that's their prerogative.
That's why I gotta drink a Red Bull, because I'd be tired. I'd be like, oh, we're going to another party after this? Shit, you know I hate going to two functions. Bitch, that's too many functions.
You know, as a side note, you know, every once in a while, I'll get the spirit. You know, I get real. Everyone knows me. I'm prone to fall asleep really quickly. Y'all know, but everyone else who knows, they know. Then with that aside, every once in a while I come out of retirement. I give it to you till the sun come up. I'm out here. I hit the streets. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing out here. I be like, dawg, we really outside? Like, why we not in the bed? What happened? And I know all my 30 plus people probably hissed like a vampire when the sun comes up. What are you talking about?
So, you know what? I've definitely been until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning before. But it's something, it's not something I do. I'm definitely the motherfucker that calls the Uber before the function over. If the club closed at 3, I'm calling the Uber at 1:15.
Well, you know, already by then, I'd plotted on what I'm finna eat, so.
We going to Aunt Pizza.
Excuse me, I just want to let y'all know right now.
I'm trying to go to Aunt Pizza
for the night over.
God damn it. Now we gotta walk 3 blocks.
I'm trying to get some pizza. Tacos so the night is over. Just want to let y'all know. Y'all, this before we leave the house. Whoo, bitch, you can't take me nowhere. I'm sorry. Oh, I'll plot on the meal before we even get to the function.
Nigga, anyway, Bliss has turned the hell up.
And I will be watching it. Hold me to it.
Yeah. It just feels like a drug-induced nightmare, sort of.
Great.
Fun. And very bloody. So, check out Bliss. I think it's still on Shudder.
It is still on Shudder.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you don't have Shudder, y'all, everything we're talking about is not necessarily on Shudder, but I think Shudder's still doing that code.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to say that. But some of these movies are on Shudder, but you also might be able to find them streaming somewhere else, like your Tubis, your Amazon Prime, yeah, your YouTube machine. Just, search, you know, be like Wade from Kim Possible. Just turn to the computer and be like,
type real fast.
Yes. Speaking of zombie-like creatures or dead people who be wild about at fucking parties, Demons 2.
Demons 2?
Yes. Or Demoni 2, for those who have not seen it. First of all, Demons and Demons 2 are streaming on Shudder. They're streaming on, I wrote it, is it Somebody Else 2? No, that's another movie that's streaming on Shudder and on Pluto. But you know, y'all need to know about that Pluto.
Yes.
But yes, so Demons 2, we've already said a spoiler. For those who have seen Demons and have not seen Demons 2, Demons 2 is basically like extendo of Demons. For anyone who has not seen anything, basically, there's like a premise where there's like a movie, alternate universe situation, mm-hmm. and what starts happening in the movie starts happening to the people in real life. And then it takes over this whole situation. The demon zombies just start just taking the fuck over. Y'all know how that go. So that kind of idea gets carried over into the second movie. But this one stems from a party. There, the girl is at a party, her own little function. She step off to the other room because she's just like, girl.
I'm watching a movie.
She's having imposter syndrome too. She's not really feeling her outfit. She's just not, you know, she's feeling wishy-washy about the night. She's excited 1 second. She's not the next second. She's like leery. She's got a lot going on. And you see a lot of familiar faces from the first movie, but they are not playing the same characters. They're playing different people if you see other people. So the girl's watching the movie. At in the bedroom, in the movie is given the same situation. It's basically like covering movie one. And what happens in the movie starts happening in real life. And the demons come out of TV and they come into real life. And they just be coming to beating everybody's ass. And that's it.
Watch it. Also on Patreon, we have an episode covering demons and demons too.
Get into it.
So
also get into our Patreon. Shout out to the people that support us on Patreon. We truly appreciate you. We appreciate everybody.
Yeah.
We do. We love you guys.
I don't know why we're whispering.
I don't know.
All the time. I'm not sure.
Watch Demons 2.
but something not to watch. I watched Pool Party Massacre.
Not to watch.
From 2017. Hated it. It was. and what makes me... Because, you know, it said party in the title. That's the only I clicked it. Fuck
fair.
It.
That's a fair thought.
I didn't really... Thought. And I just assumed Pool Party Massacre is pool party. Somebody getting murked at the pool party.
Kind of like Summer Party Massacre.
Yes. But Summer Party Massacre is far superior. This movie is... You know, I don't really say movies are bad.
Right.
Some movies are not greatly made. And the parts of them that are worth the watch are not always... they're not always about the cinematography or the dialogue. Sometimes it's just, you know, somebody getting their ass beat with some random object. And that's okay to have a good time sometimes doing that. So this movie didn't give me any of that. I thought it was going to be, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, it's going to be campy and stupid. But, you know, not stupid, but campy and silly, like fun. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, you know, it doesn't look poorly, super poorly made. Like, you put some money and a little bit of money into it, whatever. I think that's okay. But then it just got... The comedy did not hit for me at all. The dialogue was so bad. The acting was really bad. Some of the lines were like...
Oh, Lord, no.
They are giving... The outfits were really giving me... Like...
I'm concerned already.
Yeah, the outfits were... They're not ugly, but they were not cute. They were definitely giving a bit of Dress Barn.
All right. All right now. Not Dress Barn.
Of Target bathing suit, Target. And nothing's wrong with a Target bathing suit. I love Target bathing suits, but it's just...
Is it the exhilaration bathing suits that nobody really bang with? Because, you know, they got that one pattern nobody fuck with. You know,
they always with them real them flowers that are real close together.
All right.
Nobody like that. All right, they always just talk about something. We having a pool party. Yeah, we're going out of town. We can't stand you. Your brother's cool, but you suck. Your friend is cool. But the girl, to be honest, the girl, the daughter, is a bitch. She's an asshole. Oh, okay. She talked to her parents any kind of way. I wouldn't even let her ass live in the house. Bitch, you wilding out drinking and drunk by my pool. Get the fuck out of my house. You doing something. You just weird. And then, you know how this is always depicted. Like, I like movies that show good friendship. They have friendship where these women are bitches. They're so mean to each other. And I'm always...
So they're frenemies?
Yeah, so it seems that way. And I'm always stressed about... Not stressed, but it's just very weird because especially I feel like with black culture, there are frenemies, okay? But that it's not a common part of friendship. Like, I feel like they depict movies and shows where this the friends are not all black or people of
color. We just don't bang with you.
Yeah, we don't. That's pretty much it. Like, if I don't bang with you, I don't bang with you. You're not coming to my party. You're not sitting at my fucking table.
Oh, you definitely not coming nowhere near the VIP.
Yeah, you're not coming to my house. If I don't like you, like, you invite people who you don't really fucking like and you in a group chat talking about.
People really be doing that.
Yeah, that's fake as shit.
And
I just be so
confused because I'm like... You really spending extra money on dinner plates for other people, pending you whatever kind of function you got going on. Or you spent extra money on cups for people you don't even fucking want to fucking break bread with.
Yeah.
What is the point?
Like that? And
make
I'm like,
it make sense.
And I'm like, I know all of their friendships are not like this. Why do y'all keep depicting women specifically in this situation where they friends...
Was this written by a man?
I believe so.
Okay.
Didn't check it, though. I don't have that note. Because I didn't like the movie enough to really go into detail about the director.
We're going to look that up.
All I know is the director may need to, you know, to take, not a break, but maybe, like, maybe have someone revise it. But some people, the scores were really high on this film. And I gave it a 1.5 star on Letterboxd. If you see the random-ass movies I watched, this one got a 1. And it's hard to get a 1.5 out of me. Like... You have to be
so did y'all
completely
see
unenjoyable
movie.
To be a 1.5.
Y'all didn't see the same movie.
We didn't see the same fucking movie because I'm like, none of this shit is funny. These girls hate each other. Ha, ha, ha. That's so funny.
What a hate they people hate do each that. Other. Why Yay. Do the women or the femme characters have to be so fucking catty all the time?
Like, and they are really
is that, like,
catty.
Is that on the trope list? If that's not it on the is. Official. Okay, great. Because I'm like, if that's not on the official trope list. Who put that on it? That's just so annoying.
Women not fucking like, as soon as they walk out of the room, can't stand that bitch fucking slut.
I'm why
like,
the fuck is she even here?
Then the black girl over there, well, I'm like, why are you surrounded by these white women who don't like you? Because they was like, she was talking about something about the pool, and she was like, you can't even get your hair wet. And I was like, now wait a minute, because bitch, this time to fucking fight. First of all, okay.
When you said that, my head just kind of like, whoo.
Because I'm like, yeah,
I can't get first.
Okay, bitch. Well, maybe I don't want to get my edge control wet, bitch. Do you want to fight about it? The fuck? I would have been offended. And it looked like she had a... First of all, I don't know why she...
Who wrote that dialogue?
Girl.
Whoever that was need to be popped in the mouth.
Like, someone needs a little pop in the hand because I'm not a fan of that.
Ooh, you can't even get your hair wet. Bitch, who asked you? Okay.
Bitch, but I can get my foot in your ass. Let's see that. Let's talk
really
about
discuss.
It. And see, this is
come
why
over
I can't.
Here, let's have a meeting.
That's why I can't no frenemies, because you say some slick shit to me.
I don't even do that.
I'm going to fight your ass, especially at my house. I'm gonna kick you out or I'm fighting your ass.
Well, I'm trying to be adult like. So I'm gonna just, I don't even have these issues. So that's actually the sentence. I can't even imagine to put myself in the scenario because I'm just like, every time I see these things, and you know what? Maybe these things do exist for other people.
They do.
Like I just can't imagine. I just want to say shout out to Squad. Shout out to y'all because
we don't have no problem.
We don't have these kind of issues. Everybody kind of rolls with the same one man, one sound. Just
shut up.
Like, because no one is, this does not fly. And you know what? We see this with other people because when outside was open, I remember that time. What was that time? We was all in Philly, but we was all in Philly for different reasons, but we happy to be. Girl, I saw somebody left their homegirl on the curb by herself. It was girls getting in arguments with other girls, and I'm just like,
damn.
Oh my gosh, y'all okay?
Why are y'all friends? Like, do y'all, and a lot of people, they think that's normalized. They don't know how to communicate.
No.
And they be, or their friends have always been mean to them. I would never.
Always been mean to them.
I've been lucky to not experience too many situations where friends are saying, talking shit behind your back, playing pranks on you, just being fucking rude. But I've also just had, I don't like small talk anyway. So I'm already not rocking with you if I don't fuck with you anyway. So I didn't have that many friends because I'm like, I don't like you fake ass bitches. I'm not about to just be with you because y'all, you know, y'all are, it's eight girls.
Well, people really be doing it and be getting clicked up. And that's where these things, these stereotypical scenarios for these different schools or these cliques come from, because that's what they think these kind of people act like. And I know some people do, but oh my God.
Some of them do, but I feel like it's more, now, college age, yeah. But it, I mean, that's a
thing. Oh, y'all act like that. No, what? And yes, they are.
They are. Like and it's yes, a thing, are. Like they be yes, friends, they but they not really friends, as Drake say. You say, oh, that's my friend, but that bitch fake. And she asked, so what the fuck did you got her number for?
Just waste of time.
Like, girl, you don't have to talk to these people. Like, y'all just, like, I know that people create a social hierarchy and they tear other people down by, you know, putting them on a situation where, ooh, you a whack-ass nigga or whatever. But it's just, I don't understand.
That's why I be by myself for the most part. I mean, I don't because obviously I be niggas. But at the same time, Corona. That's really where I'm at. But
yeah.
I guess I won't be checking this movie out.
Yeah, it's all right. If you like this movie, please leave a comment or, you know.
Let us know.
Yeah, email us or something because
I would have discussed.
I didn't rock with this movie.
Okay.
Well,
a movie I wanted to see but did not see because I'm still kind of I'm on the fence about it. It's rated TV-14.
Okay.
And it's called The Sand. They came out 2015.
Okay.
You saw it?
I didn't see it, but I've heard of that.
It's on Tubi for free.
I definitely heard of it. They probably trying to beach party in the same evening.
Listen, I mean, I've seen the actual Psycho Beach Party. Have you seen that yet?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, okay, apparently the sand, not Psycho Beach Party, but the sand, the beach itself is the murderer. That's what the little caption, the one says caption line that I decided to read said. So I left it at that. Okay. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll check that out later today. But Psycho Beach Party, I love that movie.
Yeah, that movie is so campy. It's so fun. The Invitation. I finally caught The Invitation 2015. Directed by a woman, I think. Karen Kasuma or something. People have been talking about this film and talking about this film. And I've been avoiding this bitch and avoiding this bitch.
I don't know if I've seen it.
Okay, I'm not gonna spoil it, but okay. I believe it's on Netflix right now.
It is.
It's this guy. He had a relationship with his ex. It's been some time. He got a new girlfriend, and the ex invite him to a function and say, "Y'all, you know, you and your girlfriend could come to the function.
Don't go, baby.
The party." First of all, yeah, first big mistake. Listen.
How did I know that if the ex was, don't do it?
Yeah, I'm not. That just sounds awkward. Like, bitch, I'm not bringing my current boyfriend to a function thrown by my ex-boyfriend.
Some people get down like that.
Especially, but they didn't, it's not like we was girlfriend, boyfriend, we was cool, and now we still kind of cool. It's like, y'all had a very wild-ass relationship, and a lot of trauma is involved with y'all. So, no, y'all don't need to see each other, girl. And then there's a lot of tension just with the social issues. But then it goes left. And you see what the party's really about. And I'm gonna leave it at that. If you have not seen The Invitation on Netflix, it's definitely something that is tense and then gets more tense. Like, it's tense and then it bursts into, like, woo, we a little on fire.
Not going to the X function with your current dream. That's just, it's just messy.
It just doesn't seem like a good idea in any sense. Woo. And then social cues. So, again, we talked about frenemies. We talked about people being at parties. There's always someone at the party who don't know when to shut the fuck up.
Was it a hater at the party, too?
It's not so much a hater, but you know how sometimes people do things and you want to comment, but you don't because girls tact.
You sip your drink.
Yeah, you sip your drink and you just let it fly. Some people in the party didn't let things fly. They were like, so why did you do this? Well, what about this? Wow. Where, you know, they're being real direct about certain things, and I get it. But also, we're at a party with, like, 8 people. You're doing a fucking lot.
It's time to call the Uber.
Yeah, it's time to get the fuck. Yeah, like,
it's time to call the Uber. When people start doing stuff like that, you know, I look up, you usually look at me, and I already knew what time it was.
It's time. Me and Kat don't even say nothing. It's time to go. We just look at each other, and I'm like, I'm calling the Uber.
It's time to go. I love nonverbal communication. And shout out to Once Again Squad, because all you gotta do is look up, just...
Or hit in the group chat, I'm calling the Uber in 10 minutes. Uber. And everybody gonna be like, all right, if you getting your last drink, you getting it. If you getting enough phone number, you better get the phone number right now.
Do what you gotta do, girl. Or if you're staying here, turn your location or let us know when you get home.
Yes, if you're gonna go somewhere else, that's fine. Because sometimes half of us getting an Uber and the other half is like, we going to another function. I'm usually the person in the first Uber. I'm in the first Uber. I'm like, I'm not going to another function.
Or I'm en route to the food spot.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Get ready for the after hours wind down.
I brought this movie up before. Monster Party is also on Shudder.
Okay, so Monster Party made my list. Once again, still did I see it, but you know, here I am.
It's like time number 3.
Time number 3? I thought that was time number 2.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really know. I know I mentioned it one time.
You have mentioned it before.
But I feel
and
like
I was going to see it, but you, I know, hold me accountable.
I mean, there's so many movies, it's really hard. I can't be like, yeah, you gotta watch this movie, girl. There are 700 movies we have to watch.
Please send help.
So, I don't really know.
I'm ready.
What I do know is
that... This is the one with all the murderers are at the function, right?
Yes. You go to a party, and girl, I'm gonna discuss the movie we have on the background next, because I have thoughts.
It just really sends me...
Yeah. We're... they are going to... What movie is this? Poop Monster Party. These people be robbing houses and they about to be butlers or whatever at this little rich ass mansion. But you know, they plotting like, bitch, you about to rob this house. Big mistake. The people who own the house are far more dangerous than you fucking thought. Everybody's a monster. So pull up to the monster party. Get loose. It's a mash.
Oh, it's the monster mash. The monster mash. I love that song.
It will be your bad. I'm sorry, guys.
Well... In the name of parties, two movies that are, one is a horror movie. One, I'm going to throw it in there because it has some horrific aspects to it.
I'll allow it.
So, thank you. We're going to first pull up with, am I going to go with the horrific aspects?
Girl, go ahead with whatever because I got movies. I'm like, damn.
Oh, sis, because I wrote it down. So you're next. A movie I finally sat all the way through because I watched it, but then I had fell asleep.
Okay.
Because I was like hungry and then went to sleep. And then, but woke up and it was accidentally over. You know how that goes.
Oh, girl, I was supposed to watch Ravers.
Girl, me too.
And then, my nap lasted way long. I woke up like 30 minutes before we were supposed to record. I was like,
surprise.
90 minutes. Guess I won't be watching this motherfucker today.
But Your Next is basically another movie where a bunch of bullshit is happening. Basically, this girl attends this family function with her bae. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've chatted about this before, but I'm going to bring it back. It's on Hulu, y'all. So if you want to check it out, it came out in 2011, but it actually hit the streets for real in 2013. So you might see two different years when you're doing your Google machines. But basically, yeah, so they pull up to this family function, and the family function is attacked by, mass murderers, and Barbara Crampton's in it. It's like a lot of familiar faces in this joint. Girl, yeah, pull up on it. That's all I have to say. Because if I say anything else, it gives too much away.
Yeah, it's good. It's bloody. That's all I got to say.
Yes.
And it doesn't take long for shit to turn up.
No, it does not.
While I'm still in this first... Oh, before we said we're going to move on to the movie that we do have in the background, because it's in the background.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it Party Hard, Die Young? Where I write this down? Yep, Party Hard, Die Young.
It's on Shudder. Shudder always shows it sometimes on that random ass stream. Yeah, low streams.
2018 German film. Me and Kat used to be recording. You know how we just throw stuff on or the stream just on?
Yes,
we used to always look up. And this movie was always randomly on in the background. So eventually, because I've seen so many parts of it and muted, I decided to watch it a full time.
Why the fuck not?
And it's not a bad movie, but it is a whole lot of white teen spring break ass shenanigans. And I don't think it's actually spring break, but the kids have graduated. They're turning up. The drinking age is different probably. They can get turned the fuck up for real. And there is a killer, there, like when I say this is some MTV spring break ass party where motherfuckers is dancing in the sand, they shaking their titties on the stage.
They showing titties. Busting
that ass open. They in pools. It's water raining.
It's
down.
A bikini party twerkathon on the stage to the EDM music.
Yeah, but it's also very strange because, like, first of all, I don't like foam or water coming down in a party full of people. It's like y'all are just literally spinning around in bath water. I don't really like that. I don't know about
the visual.
Because I know it smells strange. There's a lot of smells going on. And you know how I feel about smells. I know it smells like pits and fucking skin.
It smells real exotic.
I don't know how I feel about that. But it's a lot of, you know, kissing people in the mouth you don't know.
Nasty.
Yeah, just doing a lot of weird shit. And then, you know, doing shit in your past, thinking you're about to graduate and live your life. But no, you're not. Your past is coming to beat the shit out of you, bitch.
Revenge!
With a pillowcase full of bars of soap.
Let's go.
That's what you get.
Ooh.
So I would check it out. It gets pretty fucking brutal.
Yeah.
The trigger warning, I feel like there's a scene of, like, sodomy.
I definitely think there's some sexual assault.
Yeah, they don't show it on screen. They show about to do it and then show it later. But I'm like, that it's still unnecessary. They use the F word a lot.
Oh,
that rhymes
with the other F word.
Yeah, the other F word. Yeah, they use that quite a bit. Not like, ooh, every 10 seconds, but you hear
but it's used. It is
gross. At least 5 times you hear it.
It's definitely a trigger warning on homophobia.
A lot of that.
It's very gross. Very gross.
Yeah. But overall, It's pretty brutal. I didn't have a bad time watching it.
I didn't either. I just was glad that I finally sat down and figured out, you know, filled in the blanks rather than just like checking out on the movie. The motive, the killer's motive, I was like, all right, I understand, but also at the same time, this shit is crazy. What's going on in here? What is going on? Also, why are y'all stealing y'all's mom's drugs? What's happening? Mom is going to be looking for the drugs. A less drug-filled movie, but lots of booze. Clue was the other movie. Basically, when Mr. Body invites all these people to their home to have like a dinner party turned into murder mystery. It's got Tim Curry. It's got a whole lot of other familiar faces in there based off of your favorite, not favorite, but, you know, a familiar board game. And there's multiple endings. It's kind of campy. There's definitely death and murder in there. It's entertaining. It's one of my faves. Plus Tim Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And you could actually watch a Clue if you didn't know, and everyone else listening, and you want to go, oh my god, I'm feeling nostalgic. Pluto TV has it for the free machine. So if you have Comcast, all you got to do is talk it to your remote and say Clue, and it's gonna come up. And then if you don't have Comcast, that's okay. Shout out to you. You could just go ahead and pull up the Pluto TV app, which you should have anyway, y'all, because we keep trying to give y'all the free gems to get to the movies and the shows. And Pluto TV is basically like having a TV box in an app.
Girl. And back in the day, I definitely used to play Clue on the computer.
Girl!
I had the game. I used to watch that movie random because you know it's come on TV all the
time. Yes. Clue's so fun.
I wouldn't mind if they remade a Clue. I haven't seen Clue in a very long time.
Okay, so I have mixed feelings about this. I think I might be interested with an asterisk. Not like how they tried to say they want to remake Jumanji. Also, side note, I was in Five Below the other day, and Jumanji was in Five Below, and I was like, oop, not going to get me, bitch.
But they just remade it, though. So
I wasn't interested in that.
Clue hasn't been remade in a long time.
I just feel like it's going to be real. It's going to be geared towards, like, kids and not...
I feel like it's
going to be family-friendly.
Okay. But Clue is... I understand why it would be family friendly.
Yeah.
But they could do a lot of fun things with characters.
I agree.
They could. And I would love to see a rated R Clue anyway.
I would also like to see a rated R Clue. I think it can give us a little joke in there. Maybe somebody probably was like, man. But I might be interested in seeing that. But, you know, once again, asterisk, because, you know, I do I want to see it.
Yeah. And also, are they going to do justice? I don't know.
I don't know. But another game turned movie, House of the Dead, which I found out. I did not know, a House of the Dead in 1978. And then there's a House of the Dead from 2005, which is House of the Dead 2. So you know what?
You gotta watch all the House of the Deads. I went to the movie theater to see a fucking movie. And I definitely watched.
If Ernest is listening, he has held his nose so hard. He fucking hates this movie.
I don't hate it because, I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen. It's okay.
Can't stand this. But basically, y'all, if you still have not seen this, the video games, for those who remember or old enough to remember arcades and all that other fun stuff, I know there are some arcades that are still with us, but you know what arcades with Illuminati. House of the Dead was one of those like shooter games where you can kind of like stand up and do the shooter to the J, or you would sit in a little cover J and you and your partner would be in there, like it's kind of dark and y'all shooting the zombies if you riding around in your truck. But or House of the Dead also sometimes had like a little like a joystick situation. So anyways, the way this movie was set up was these people pull up to this island because I think they won a competition or they're going to a party or something else like that. And they get to the island and it's supposed to be lit. Like, everybody's supposed to be there. And it's just, like, leftover trash, like, lots of debris. Kind of like the party happened at some point, but they missed the party. But it's also eerie because all of the guests are gone. Like, the whole site is fucked up. Everyone's gone. Everyone looked like they kind of just up and vanished. And then they quickly find out that it's what? Zombies. So, I don't give a fuck how stupid the movie is. Did someone say zombies?
Yes, okay. They did.
Just like Mr. Bradbird. Did somebody say cake? Did someone say zombies? And in both scenarios, it's me. Saying zombies and asking the questions. Shots.
Nasty Piece of Work 2019 is a Christmas movie.
Yes, that like movie Christmas was wild. I totally forgot about
dinner
it.
Dinner Party. It gave me House on Haunted Hill kind of married couple situation.
Yeah.
With a pinch, just a tiny pinch of mayhem. You know, not terrible. But it was interesting.
That guy was so pressed for a promotion.
Yeah, I will watch it again.
Really? I mean, it wasn't bad, but also was just like, he was really ready. He was a daffy shit ass person for the job. And anytime I think about that, I'm like, them some different cut kind of people who really just be like, I must have it when it comes to work. And I know that there are people like that out there, but also no.
Girl.
Just not for the job.
Girl, find you a new fucking job, bitch. Not for the job. Too much. Have you seen The Perfect Host 2010? As David Hyde Pierce from Frasier.
I don't think so. Okay. I have not seen that.
The first time I saw this, it was on Netflix.
Okay.
Like, I feel like, was I in college still? I feel like around about that time. But it's on Amazon Prime now. It's about this asshole guy who be fucking people up. And, you know, take advantage of people. He's a con artist. And he pull up at somebody's house thinking he bought the con them or some shit. He invites him, come on in to the dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, this dinner party, I don't even want to spoil it. But it turns up in a way that you would not expect.
Okay.
The party is definitely going to get very psychological. We've just begun. Listen, we've only just begun. Not in a good way. But all not right going to spoil that for you, but Perfect Host is a fun psychological thriller situation. And there's some comedic moments in it. I had a good time.
Did you actually chuckle when the comedic relief
they showed were fucking up? I forgot what song they were listening to, but they had like a whole dance break. This nigga is tied up in a chair, and they're like, getting it, disco, yeah, having a good time. I'm like, oh, they are having, especially when you find out who these people are. I chuckled a bit, and some chimes. It was fun. It was okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do a quick shout out, not necessarily the whole movie, but this one particular scene, my favorite scene, because we're all about that revenge shit over in these parts. Mm-hmm. Carrie, with my dog Carrietta White, literally brought hellfire to all the scabs and scrubs at her school. I know that there were some bystanders who may or may not have been innocent.
They didn't come to her rescue beforehand. We'll just put a peg in that,
because... as far as I'm concerned, they all deserve it.
Fuck that thing.
But, fuck them niggas. She brought hellfire on everybody, and we love to see it. Carrietta White deserved better. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm. I watched Climax 2018, I believe, last night. And this movie is about these dancers and dance. It's a lot of dancing and voguing and stuff going on. So that's fun. But they're dancing, and then they're drinking punch. And we realize that the punch is drugged. Oh. And they end up not having a great trip after a while. And some people get hurt. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That stresses me out.
Very stressful.
A lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
There.
Well, all right now. I'm crying.
If you like dance routines, it's a fun little dance routine.
Well, yeah, you know I love dance
routines. But also, a lot of times, and I'm not trying to be funny, y'all. You know, they be like, yeah, they're dancing. But then I'm like, you know, of all the dance crews, y'all could have got... They're not a bad dance crew, but I'm just like, oh, they have a student. They about to win. They talk about traveling and going all these places. I'm like, y'all really... there was crumping involved, and I was really stressed. Because I'm just like... Crumping like that. Some of the dance moves sent me. But, hey. You know, they did their best.
You know, that's all we can really ask for.
Not really. Maybe. I saw Murder Party on Tubi.
Okay, Murder Party was on my list of movies that I wanted to check out. Was it worth it?
It was all right. It was silly. Campy. When did I watch it? Like, around Halloween or something.
Tubi has a lot of good gems. Oh, my God.
Sometime like that. This guy... He ends up at this party, and they are trying to pretty much to kill him. But it doesn't work out in their favor as the movie progresses. That's all I got. Check that movie out. It's not a bad time. It's a fun time.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's April Fool's Day from 1986.
I feel like I've seen bits and pieces of this movie.
I watched it like 2 days ago or 3 days ago. Yeah. I watched it quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
It was fun. It was a good time. I liked it.
Okay. Fool's Day just passed. You know I don't do that joke shit, so.
Girl. there's a few of these movies that end up, well, we did a prank, so now revenge, or we go.
That's why I don't be pranking nobody. I don't have these problems at all.
Because pranks go wrong.
I don't do pranks. Somebody were like, you a wet blanket. Well, I can be a fucking wet blanket, but guess what? I don't do no pranks. I don't do no jokey jokes. I don't pull pranks on people. I don't play like that because I know it can go left so quickly. And why? I know how to have fun, but I feel like some people just, let's just not and say we did.
Exactly.
That's it.
Let's not. I saw, and you've seen this as well, but we watched this when it was like on Netflix, Headcount, the history joke.
Yes. Okay. It's on Shudder now.
It is. Netflix did it hit it first.
Netflix definitely did it first. My girl's wig in that movie was crazy.
Ooh, braids. No part.
Please stop with black women with these crazy ass wigs.
Because I'm like, y'all, Sam's Beauty has the bomb wigs for under $50. And y'all only be spending like 2-3 weeks shooting these damn movies. If you don't put that damn synthetic wig on and blend it with the part real quick, especially if you already gonna give it some bullshit, you about to throw this curly ass wig on her head with no part on it, I ought to beat your ass.
Fuck the part.
Girl.
If you're making a movie and you're listening to us, hey guys, thanks for checking us out. But if you're also looking at like the hair department and you're trying to figure out, oh, I have this black or brown person on here and I want to slap a wig on their hair, go to YouTube and search the wig name. Jazz put me on, y'all. Search the wig name and watch the people put the wig on their head. You won't even have to do that much to cut into your budget. And if you're a regular degular person, whether you're cosplaying or maybe you just want to wear a fucking wig, YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube will show you the way. Also, I would like to see more black women with just braids. Like, if y'all gonna be shitty about it, find somebody, and there's some motherfuckers out here who braid their hair for under $200.
You know what I like?
Get some braids.
Old girl in Stay Out of the Fucking Attic. Although yeah. We did not like that movie, I did like her hair.
Yeah. Her hair looked good. She looked good. All right,
that movie is gone.
Yeah, the way she was acting was... But, yeah, I'm like, especially if y'all are hiring people to do hair, if you try to save time, you could pay the $150, $200, whatever the amount is, to get the hair done one time. Now it's done for the next 4 weeks, baby.
Period.
All you need is a little edge control.
Yeah, some of these places, they be charging people $400, $500 for $120, $200 hairstyle. No. You know, highway robbery. But, I mean, they could.
I mean, some people be spending like 6 hours in there, and they charge X amount of dollar per hour. So I get it. But also, support a kitchen stylist, okay? They just braid hair real quick. Just support them.
I will every time.
Yes, sir.
We also saw this movie together. Midnight Kiss. Not together, but Midnight Kiss of Hulu Into the Dark 2019.
Girl!
Mediocre. But not terrible, but mediocre. I didn't care who the killer was because they tried to turn it into a murder mystery. But
yeah, that was just... I like how they tried to bring something different, but also at the same time, girl.
Because what the fuck?
What was that other Hulu Into the Dark New Year's movie that still had that, like, girlfriend, homegirl party situation?
New Year, you mean?
Yeah, New Year... Girl.
That one was a very calm...
Just girl.
Kickback. Your girl's just getting drunk. And that shit turned into... a murder fest.
The Thanksgiving one too had a little function in it. It did a function.
They did. Are you talking about Pilgrim?
Yes. They had that dinner function. Oh Lord. Pilgrim was a Into the Dark gym that needs to be seen. I need to see the new ones. But the past ones, because some of them are hit or miss. That's a thing, that's not a secret. But Pilgrim was one that was hit.
Yeah, it was a good fucking time. You need to watch Pilgrim. You also need to watch Slumber Party Massacre. You also need to watch Prom Night 1980,
1987. Yep. Prom Night had a dance break.
Yeah.
And if you pull up on our Patreon real soon, you'll be able to hear our thoughts about it.
Yes. Because we love Prom Night in this house. Uncanny Annie. 2019.
Oh, that was a party?
Oh! They were having a Halloween party and they opened this dumbass board game and bam, pal surprise. Now what?
That's why I'll be dealing with them type of activities.
Because, girl, what do you mean? Come on.
That's why.
The directions look like a poltergeist is going to hop out that bitch. I don't know why they even did that. That just wasn't a good ass idea. It was a bad idea.
It was a terrible idea.
Psychotic 2016 was also a bad idea. Just a bunch of fucking hipster jokes.
A lot of
hipster jokes. I don't know who thought that shit was funny. I didn't think it was funny, but you could have it, I guess.
So, out of all the movies you checked out, was there like a certain theme or subgenre that really like grabbed your attention more than others that you noticed?
Revenge slashers were the fun time.
Me also.
Slashers with a reason. Not like Usmai pulled up on your party and just start stabbing you. By chance. Like, you hoes did something, and now your enemy is sitting amongst you, playing kings with a red solo cup. You shouldn't have did that shit.
Oh, God.
You shouldn't have did that shit, and that's what the fuck you get. Just like Terror Train was a wild-ass fucking time. Have you seen that? I feel like it's on Shudder, but I could be lying. It's somewhere where you gotta pay for it. It might be on Tubi. It might be on Amazon.
I think I might have tried it, but never sat through it. But I want to see it.
It's a big train party slasher.
Okay.
So, yes, a good time. I think, did I cover, I think I got everything except for maybe Teresa's 2006. Have you seen that?
I've seen Teresa's. Yeah. That movie was,
that's all I got. We'll watch it once. And Wreck 3.
Yep, with the wedding party.
Ooh, girl. How you have a fucking wedding, y'all dance and do your first dance.
And then the apocalypse pulls up.
And beats the shit out of you. Love as that. As well. You know, I just, a lot of people just got beat up during these movies. But also, you at a party, you relax.
And you be caught off guard when the bullshit start.
Because you already drunk. How you supposed to beat somebody's ass and you already had four shots?
Well, we just seen it happen. So, and I don't want to talk about our own personal party go left stories because... Well, you could talk to us about that later. You can. Yeah. Don't email us about it. Maybe one day if you see us in the streets.
Yeah.
Or you can hit us up on Twitter or Instagram about it.
Yeah, at Girl That's Scary. You can pull up on our email.
Wow. That'd be going don't
email. GRLDSpot @gmail.com. We also have a website, www.girlthatscary.com. We mentioned our Patreon. We going to mention it again.
Come on, pull into the Patreon like party.
We covered High Tension, Sugar Hill, Return of the Living Dead.
We got some interviews on there. We got a panel on there. The panel's free. So if you just, you know, want to take a peek around and see if this is for you, pull up on that.
Discord, extra stuff, fun stuff. So pull up on us and let us know what are your favorite party movies and shit. What are your party pet peeves? You know, do you hate when people come in there with no deodorant on? Like, really tripping? Oh, my God,
yes.
Or people get real drunk and start puking all over the place.
Or, you know, it gets so hot up in the club, they take their shoes off.
Ooh, now I feel like smell like Fritos. Come on, bro.
Or maybe you be at the functions when outside was open and it was safer or with the asterisk next to it. And the person be making fire dinner plates in the back. I want to hear about that, too.
Yeah.
Because I love dinner plates.
Dinner place.
Dinner place. But holla at us. Five star chicks. We appreciate you. And thanks for tuning in, guys. Yes.
Please rate. If you're listening, please rate us on iTunes.
That would be so kind. We appreciate it.
Love it. All right, guys.
Love you. It's a party.
It's a party. Until next time.
Bye. It's a party.